I'm here with Sinead Beasley.
Thank you
very much for coming along. And Lisa Howard.
How you doing, Heidi?
Great. So I have two sports ladies with me now. Mm-hmm. Sinead, you are a Baldoyle lady.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Whereabouts in Baldoyle are you from?
I was originally from Mayclare in Baldoyle.
Oh, right. Very good. Yes, just up the road from the hall. Hang on a second. I'm just going to adjust
there we go.
Lovely. Okay. And you have had a major achievement in the last few weeks. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I was in Slovenia representing Ireland in the WACO European Championships and I got gold. So I'm just home the 23rd of November. I came home with a gold medal. And there was actually five of us that came home with gold medals.
People from Ireland came home with gold medals?
Yeah.
That's extraordinary. How many ladies?
There's a few different weight categories, like, and then we do like veteran categories and different style fighting. So there could have been about 15 women, but then there's men and we have different sections as well. So altogether, about 30 to 40 of us travelled.
Wow!
And we came home altogether with, I think, 7 silvers and 8 bronze as well.
Janie Mac, that's fantastic. Are you all in the same organisation? Do you train together kind of thing, or do you have to get together for this for European championships and things like that? Is there like a team?
Yes, so you've got your national kickboxing team, so you have to train every week a good few months leading up to the competition. Like,
okay, how did you get into this, Sinead?
I was always kind of into sports when I was younger, and I originally wanted to get into boxing when I was about 9 or 10, and they wouldn't let me in. Back then it was all boys. It was actually the Baldoyle Boxing Club, and it was all just boys and they wouldn't let me in. So that's when I found kickboxing, and I wouldn't change it for the world. Like, I love kickboxing. So
really?
Yeah, I've been doing it since I'm 11.
Good heavens. And when you were 11 then, how often would you go down to the classes?
As much as I could. I used to cycle down because I'd moved to Clare Hall then at this stage. So it was like about 10 minutes cycle up the road. So I used to train in Chanel.
Oh, right, okay. And did your parents think it's unusual, or do you have sports in the family? Was this a normal thing?
Yeah, so my brothers, like, they done boxing and stuff when they were younger as well. So it was kind of, there was always sports in the family. But I was mainly sporty all the time. So I think my dad was very proud, like.
And is your dad into sports? He's a sports person.
I wouldn't say now, but probably back in the day he was.
Oh, poor dad. Oh, that's mean.
Likes watching the sports.
Yeah. What about your mum? Is she interested in sports?
My mum passed away 24 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry. It's okay.
was she sports orientated before that?
I think not she sure. was, yeah. yeah. I think she was into sports, yeah.
So it's in your genes?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Any other sports did you do?
When I was younger, like, I done a lot of sports. I played football, volleyball, basketball. I loved anything that I could get into that I was playing sports, that I just do it, like.
Did you excel at all of them?
I don't know.
Very modest. Modest as well, Lisa. This is amazing.
Extremely.
And so were you expecting to do well at this?
Yeah, like, you have to, when you go to your competition, like, and you're going to fight your section, like, you have to have confidence that you're going to win. There's no point going to a competition and saying, I'm going to go, but I'm not going to win. You're not going to get anywhere. So you have to have full confidence in yourself and say, you're going to do this. Like, there's a lot of mind preparation that you have to do as well. Like, so when I go into fight, I'm stepping on the mat, I'm like, this is mine, one fight at a time, and I'm going to win each fight. Next one, as I win one, I concentrate on the next fight. I don't, like, be overwhelmed by I just won. I'm saying, right, next fight, let's go, I can do this. And then I just kept my mind focused on the gold medal.
Wow. Who was your worst, hardest opponent to beat?
It was actually my first fight. It was a Turkish girl. She was just wild. She just kept coming at me and at me. I kept moving off her. I was like, right, she's going to calm down. Didn't calm down the whole 3 rounds. But I picked her off well. Like, her technique wasn't skilled, but she was quite strong. She was very strong. She hit like a train.
Oh, my goodness. But you danced like a butterfly.
Yes, I was.
Isn't that the thing? Dance like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
That's it, exactly.
That's the one anyway. Obviously very good. So what do you win? I mean, okay, so you get the gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get anything else with it, or is there any money?
No, you don't get money for it. It's But it's your lifetime achievement. That's what you kind of...
Oh, it's fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah, so like this was my goal to win this. So you get on the podium, you've got your national anthem is playing, you've got your tricolour up there, and you've got loads of people clapping as well, and it's your dream come true. So that's what I get with it as well, the gold medal.
Extraordinary. And where do you go for, are you still training now, or do you get a little bit of a rest now?
I took a week off from kickboxing. I still trained, but I'm back training now. I train in Spartan Martial Arts in Blanchardstown.
Okay. Yes, how often do you go down there?
I go down 3 times a week, and if I can, I go down more as well. And then I do my own specific stuff in the gym as well.
And do you ever feel did you ever feel guilty that you hurt somebody? You know, say you kick somebody and you think, oh, that was a bit hard. Sorry about that. How do you overcome that kind of... Because as girls... I don't know about you, but we, Lisa, we were certainly taught don't be hitting anybody. Yeah. Unfortunately, I was the eldest, so I was the strongest as well, so I really wasn't allowed to hit anybody. It was really unfair.
I'm the eldest in mine.
Are you the eldest as well? Where do you come in your family, Sinead?
There's loads of my family. I'm the third youngest, so there's 5 above me.
Well, you had to fight. Oh, this is understandable. Yeah. Now it all starts.
And it was 5 boys as well, so...
5 boys ahead of you.
Yeah, and then, no, I've got 5 brothers and 2 sisters.
5 brothers and 2 sisters.
Yeah. So 4 older brothers and 1 older sister and a younger sister and a younger brother.
So you were allowed to hit them probably because they were bigger than you anyway and you couldn't hurt them.
Yeah, I could practice
on them.
When
you're a child in the middle, you get to do what you want. So you're getting it from both
sides.
Oh, it's
so not fair.
When you're the middle child.
Because we would be made feel very guilty now. I'd give my brother a thump because, I mean, he needed it and it was good for him. But, I'd be told off because poor he'd go... He actually turned into a sports athlete that's far fitter than me. Eventually, in fact, he got so strong, he held me by my arms and just lifted me and put me out of the room because he wasn't a violent boy at all, a violent person. And I think that probably cured my attacks on him. But... I minded him as well, but how do you get it? I mean, I couldn't thump Mark here. Mark here is helping me with the desk because I'd feel guilty. I might bruise him.
Well, it's different though.
I have been known. Yeah, I'm very delicate.
He's very delicate.
It's different. Like in kickboxing, it's a completely different story. Like I wouldn't go hitting somebody outside kickboxing. You know, when you're in training, you've got your sparring, which is fighting. You know, and obviously if you hurt one of your sparring partners in training, like your teammates, obviously. Oh, sorry. But when it comes to a competition, you're like, yeah, I hurt them. You go out to hurt them because you don't want them coming at you. So you're trying to push them back so that that you're hurting them. They're like, I'm not going in on her again.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not the same like for hitting your brother or someone outside. Like it's completely different. It's controlled.
Sounds like more fun to be hitting my brother, really.
Yeah, it is just be a little bit fun. I used to hit my brother as well.
It's ever so good for them. I reckon it is. The best training is big sister.
Also, when you become an athlete like myself and Sinead here, with the athletics, you know, like not only would it teach you, you know, like for, you know, like how to do things in life, it'll give you discipline.
That is true. That is true. Do you feel your discipline there, Sinead?
Definitely, yes. Like when I was younger, I was a little bit mad. So I've got a lot of discipline over the years from kickboxing.
Really?
Yes.
Well, can you? I found myself a bit nuts as well when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I see a pattern here. and is the discipline useful for things like folding up your clothes at the end of the night, making your bed, paying your bills on time, or is it just a sports discipline thing?
No, it'd be an all over discipline. Definitely would. Like
really?
You learn respect as well for your elders and anyone around you as well. Like so,
really?
Yeah, definitely.
This sounds fantastic. Yeah. I think we might have to make this compulsory now for all children. I have to say, the brother who did go into sports, he was into sailing. He has massive discipline and gets when he was studying and working and has kids, and he was getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to study for 4 hours and run, go for a jog, and go for a triathlon and.
That's the determination right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. he must have been keen.
He was.
He was very keen for getting up at 3 in the morning.
I reckon that possibly he got it from the training because there was no choices.
Yeah, it's competitiveness. Yeah. You know, it comes in with your training as well. Like, you have to have it if you're an athlete. You have to have that competitiveness.
Yeah. And do you engage kind of, like, how is it emotionally when you're competing like that? Because you must have to work yourself up. quite a bit before a competition.
Yeah, there's like 101 things that go through your mind when you're going to compete in a competition. I don't know where to start. You're just so many things that go through your head before you go into fight.
Is there anything that is healthy to focus on before going into, like, are you encouraged to?
Well, what I do, obviously, like, it's normal to get nervous. And just before you fight, you know, you do get nervous. And I tend to turn it around and turn it into a positive, and it makes me more focused for when I am fighting, you know. I find that helped me through experience of fighting.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you think that you can apply this kind of later on into, well, I don't know, what is the age profile for kickboxing? Do you keep going forever or...?
Well, it starts at 3 and you can finish, well, we do veterans. I think you can fight up to just before 50.
Before 50?
Mm-hmm. So I think when you're 50, you kind of have to stop.
Yeah.
Stop the competitions, but doesn't mean you have to stop training.
Yeah, or kicking people.
Yeah. I'll be going to my deathbed.
Really, do you think
yes,
so?
I think so.
And in terms of winning gold medals and things like that, is there a kind of, you know, with the... I just noticed there recently the racing car drivers, they nearly retired them at about 35 or something like that. You know, and footballers retire earlyish. They don't...
34.
Is that it for footballers?
Yeah, 34, 35, they're footballers.
And you're finished? You're retired?
I think it's any time from 35 to 50.
Oh, right, okay. Not too bad then.
You know, like 45, I'd say, would be the cut-off point, but... The odd time, you'd see the odd one or two going from in the age bracket from 45 to 50.
Really?
The odd one.
And yeah. So do you have a plan B, Sinead, for... Okay, well, you say you're going to be kickboxing to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Do you... Can you make an income from... Can you be a professional kickboxer?
Yes, you can. And we're in the process now of trying to get approved for the Olympics as well. So where there's a lot of other countries that, you know, they get... They have a government body where they get funded, where we don't get funded. So at the moment, we have to pay a lot ourselves. So hopefully if it does get approved for Olympics, that, you know, that we will get grants then, and it will help us train full time as well.
Yeah, because again, going back to the old brother, I know he found difficulty juggling keeping having a living and training, because it takes up a lot of time. How many hours roughly per week would you spend training?
Just counting here, I'd say a minimum of 16 to 20 hours.
16 to 20 hours?
Yeah. That's including your gym sessions. Your
per week?
Yeah, and you've got like different kind of training sessions. So like it's important to have like your stretching and flexibility as well, because you can get injured. So that comes into as well. You've got your own strength and conditioning training. Then you've got your sparring. Then you've got technical training. So there's a lot that you need to put into it.
Wow. That's a part-time job. Sinead, you were mentioning there that some of the fights are recorded.
Yes, they are, yes. So there's a man called Danny Slevin. He travels abroad all the time. You name the competition, he's there without a doubt. And he pays it himself, goes over, he videos everything, puts it on YouTube. So it's called Brandman Dan. And he has a website as well on Facebook. And like, if you want to look up fights, any name, he has it.
Brandman Dan.
Yeah, so it's BrannManDan. Brandman Dan.
Brandman Dan. And I think this might be interesting as well if parents are thinking, because when you mention things like discipline, that's the kind of thing that people want their kids to learn. So could they look up this site and have a look and see what's involved with?
Yes, well, this will be just competition fighting and stuff like that, you know. But if like the discipline end of it as well, like there's a lot of grade and stuff you do. So you'd have to learn to stand there, be corrected, go when you're told to go, do certain techniques, sit down. So again, like, so you're instructed to do stuff and you learn your discipline through your gradings as well.
Okay. How do you start with the kickboxing? Do you have do you immediately start with kicking people, or is there other exercises involved? Like say you're 11, back in your 11-year-old body, and you're going to your first class. How do they get you started?
Well, you hit pads first to learn your technique. So, for example, to kick, you have to have a certain technique. Like, you just twist off your heel, so your heel is pivoting around, so your hips are open. And so you hit pads for a while, and they're like, okay, and they try and bring it into sparring then, and then you improve over time. You keep repeating the same thing until till you're able to fight then. And obviously, the fight won't be as competitiveness as what it is now. Like, you'd hit each other light, it'd be nice and easy, there'd be a referee there, even though there's referees there all the time, but it'd be fun more as a child,
How long before you, do you think, roughly, before you actually get to engage with another person?
I'd say 3 months.
Right. So you'd have to continue to keep going for 3 months before you'd actually, so you'd be sparring, would you, up to that point?
Well, it depends on if you're a fast learner, I suppose. Like, if you're a fast learner and it's someone that has done something before, they could probably spar straight away. It depends on the child as well. Like, when you're that young, if the child doesn't want to spar, well, you can't really force them to spar. But I was different. I wanted to get in straight away.
Well, I'd imagine so. You had hundreds of siblings to defend yourself against. You needed to. Did you ever do any... Would you call that a contact sport?
Contact sport, yes.
Okay.
Another sport that I was actually involved in, and I was the only one out of let's say 200 kids, because they were at different stages, was karate.
Oh, right.
For each belt, you start off at your white belt, which is complete beginners, and then build up to your black, which is at teaching level.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it for about 2 years, and I ended up staying on the white. I couldn't graduate to the next belt, which was Yellow
belt, yeah.
So I couldn't, I wasn't sticking with it long enough. I was only 7 or 8 at the time. Oh. And at that stage, I had started the athletics.
Right.
And I was also involved in swimming lessons with my sister as well. So at that stage, at 7 to 10, I was quite athletic. I was involved in swimming, athletics, and karate.
Good grief. When did you eat?
In between
them. Right, sorry, just lining up the next piece of music there. But now there's one other thing. You only get in a short break, aren't you, Sinead, before you have to go back to...
Yeah, so we start back, like, there's competitions at the end of January, so it's straight back in. The year repeats itself, so you have to, again, qualify as your national champion again to qualify for the Worlds. And then we've got a big, big competition which is held every year in Ireland. It's called the Irish Open, which is going to be in City West, and it's held by the president of kickboxing, which is Roy Baker. And he's actually vice president of the WACO committee, which is the World Committee for Kickboxing as well.
Oh, right.
It's a huge competition.
We should really know more about this, because obviously Ireland is extremely successful in kickboxing.
Yeah, even in any sport we're so successful in.
Really?
We just don't get it. Like, we don't get the coverage we need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or that we deserve in any sports. Like, Ireland is hugely achievable in any sport. Like, for gold, silver and bronze medals.
We're good. Wonder why? I don't know. Poor television, maybe. Fewer channels. We get out and do other stuff. So that's, can people go to the Irish Open? Is that something that...
Yeah, you can pay in for the, so the Open is different from the WACOs, like, so it's open to anyone, like, so there could be different styles fighting it as well.
Oh.
But yes, you can come and you can pay in for the day, or you can pay a weekend pass as well.
Oh, fantastic. And when's that again?
It's the first weekend in March.
In
City West.
City West.
Yes.
Well, that's brilliant. So that's an ideal time then for people to bring maybe family members to have a look and watch. You'll be there, will you?
I will be there, yes.
Yeah, very good. And to see Sinead. Guys, thank you ever so much, Sinead and Lisa, for coming along this morning and telling us about your achievements. Yeah. It's been a great honour to meet you, Sinead, I have to say. And thank you so much as well for last Sunday switching on the lights in Baldoyle.
Thank you.
Although it was more of a unplug, replug in the freezing cold with the and the wonderful singers that we had a lovely evening, actually. Very best of luck next year.
Thank you.
Many more goals ahead of you. I can tell you, listeners, she's very young. She has a long career ahead of her still. I hope you do manage to get it into the
Olympics.
Olympics, yeah, because it's a fantastic sport.